And that's 100 acres of vacant land on the east side. So you may have noticed from the pictures, there was not a single car in those pictures. We don't have a lot of traffic, and I would not expect it to generate a lot of traffic with six small units. So
do we have anybody signed up to speak for or against this application in the audience? For or against? So, nobody for or against?
So, do these, they just bring them in, they're all done, put them on a foundation, and you're in business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have concrete piers that they'll set on. They'll be welded to them. So, they're semi-permanent, I'll say that. They will be, I believe they're Category 4 hurricane ready, based upon what I've heard.
Containers are the rage, I swear. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Pools, mm-hmm. New taco right. Place up on the strip that hadn't opened up yet, made out of containers.
Mm-hmm. Howler Mike Park, that's their, all their buildings.
Yeah, containers. Yeah.
Well, it's a very modern look that we wanted to go for, but the interior will look very much like a JW Marriott if you've ever stayed in one.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
These containers already come filled out with the stuff in them that you're talking about?
Well, you can get a shell, but these will be built out, yeah. Yeah. And the guys up in Archie, they have their own TV show. They've done thousands of these containers, and they're well-versed in everything that is going to be required for us.
I don't know. I know one thing. There's no other nightly rentals in the area.
There are. You may not be aware, but there are. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know about Bear Creek.
So there's two areas that you have approved. This area here is Bear Creek Bed and Breakfast and their wedding venues. That's Bear Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rebecca's.
Rebecca's quite hopeful that we'll.
And then there's a couple of them on this A1 parcel where it was the farm, the petting zoo. There's a couple of nightly rentals there just north of Bear Creek's Bed and Breakfast.
Yeah.
So there's a couple on Keekley Road that you've approved in the past.
Again, another pretty straightforward application with, seems like a good business plan with nightly rentals in the area, and nobody that's opposed to, no neighbors that are opposed to the property on, has 20 acres.
And he's putting it in the middle of it.
Yeah.
He's asking for a conditional use and not zoning change, so. Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
6-1.
Have an entrance to it, you need to get with Road and Bridge, and then we'll come out and meet with you and look at that.
Fair enough.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Will we need to attend a later meeting?
No, that's for rezoning. You're approved for the conditional use permit. You'll have to get with Scott's team.
Get with Presley or I, and we'll talk you through the nightly rental requirements. Of course, there'll be a building permit for the units.
When are you going to do this? Pretty quick?
First of the year, we're hoping to start excavation.
Wow.
You only have two more meetings.
Excavation, I thought they were already good.
No, she's talking about literally the drive.
Whatever they call it.
Good luck.
Yep, good luck.
You know as well as I do, it's going to be quicker than any other.
All right, we've got our final conditional use permit application for 20 glamping tents and two cabins for nightly rental use at 139 Irish Lane, Branson.
CUP number 2230. Ryan Maurer is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a camp store, 20 glamping tents, and two cabins for nightly rental use in an existing RV park location at 139 Irish Lane, Branson. Property is currently zoned RV1, Recreational Vehicle Park District. As per Section 16.110 use regulations for the convenience store and the nightly rental use, a conditional use permit is required. Property is served by Missouri American Water for water in the city of Branson for sewer. Access to the parcel is off State Highway 165. As per the Taney County Successor's information, it is lots 1 and 2 of the Girth Smith subdivision. And they are 6.5 acres each for a total of 13 acres. So again, our standard staff recommendations for nightly rental. So this is Shepherd of the Hills. Of course, you're seeing Table Rock Dam here in the very bottom left-hand part of the screen. The State Highway 165. It's these two long, narrow parcels. I think you guys mostly were on here when you heard this one. You did approve some boat rentals, et cetera, right there. So that's where we're at, right in that kind of. And then you see the zoning layer. So this is all City of Branson. That's the Corps of Engineers. This is our little county island that's surrounded by Branson. But you have C2 next to it. You have a little section of R1. And then, of course, this is the RV1. This is our pictometry.
What's to the right of that?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
It's all Point Royale. This is a Point Royale golf course.
Oh, okay.
That's all in the city of Branson.
Gotcha.
So then I happened to find a real estate site, and this must have been a drone, that had a bunch of nice pictures of the parcel online. Some just different views I thought were pretty interesting. And then that one was really interesting, showing how close the dam actually is. And then just some photos of the RV park. The last time I was there, I met with Mr. Girth, and we went to the backside, and he had pipe and all kinds. He's trying to make connection to Branson Sewer to expand the RV park, and I'm not sure. There's probably still a bunch of pipe back there. He just never finalized the plans to connect to the sewer to expand the sites. But it's mainly just a wooded with the roads and the old RV sites in it. Mm-hmm. And I think our applicant's here to speak to you.
Good evening.
Hello. Yep. Good evening. I'm Ryan Muir. Just a little bit about me. I'm a father of four, my wife of 16 years, foster father, adoptive father, and an active member of my community. I've served on local school board for Cross Point Christian School and volunteered on many of their committees over the years. My family is in the process of relocating here to Branson. And we've been, for the past 15 years, small business owners in Franklin County, employing upwards of 25 people. And so we're looking to continue what we know how to do here in Branson, which brings us to the point here today. As you mentioned, it's already zoned for an RV park. We are actually just requesting to use less density and provide some of the accommodations rather than have everybody bring in their own RV. We're proposing to put in the glamping tents and two small cabins, as well as have a convenience store. Our plan is to completely revitalize this property and have an A quality product that people come in. We call it a glamping resort. those familiar with the term, goes with glamping tent, glamorous camping. It has to look good. That's the product that we're looking to provide. As far as the nightly rental goes, I'm familiar with all of the stipulations that go in. We fully intend to adhere to all of those in that Article 24, all the local representation, the fire safety, the guidelines, extinguishers, all of that we fully intend to implement. And so really I'm here this evening to see if there were any additional questions or proposals that this group would have in order to allow this.
So is there a proposed layout of how it would go that was given?
Well, I thought that I had provided one. I do have a few copies. I don't have enough copies, but I can give you some.
That's all right.
Since it was...
That's the RV park, though, right?
Since it's an RV park by zone, does it already have a septic system?
Did you guys not get all of these?
To my knowledge, it was, for whatever reason, shut down because of the septic system. There's
actually city sewer located at this corner right here. And so that is our intention to connect to that.
I missed that. I apologize.
And,
I do have a few of these. Doesn't, not 100% to scale and doesn't have everything on there.
I'm impressed George has it up on his computer. I'm impressed you got it up on your computer. Pointing to it.
He's there.
That's a dick. I'm picking that up. That's a dick.
I'm proud of it.
I wouldn't take that, George.
I was just wrong. Look, I can even scroll.
I still haven't found that camera picture.
Yes, you sure did. Huh? You sure did.
Yeah.
My dad.
George, you saw the old silver bullet out there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, did I say that on record?
Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
More or less.
So do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? You want to go ahead and...
Four, but I'll go last.
I'm going to come up here four because I'm either for or against. Cause
there you go.
Fairly new to me. In between? No, not in between. My name is Scott Rookstuhl. My wife and I, Dana, live at 108 Hampshire. Just across the fence to the east. And we're glad to see somebody is cleaning the place up because it's been pretty ratty for a while. We've got a couple of three concerns that he may or may not know about. I look at my front door and I see the privacy fence that separates the property from our street. And there's a lot of runoff because of the conditions that the campground was left in. A lot of runoff comes over, runs in our driveway, runs in the neighbor's driveway, even worse, runs down the golf course. So I would just ask you that you address the drainage concerns. I know probably there's not going to be a lot of difference, a lot of change in the terrain for what he's proposing. But if that's the case, I'd like to see that addressed because we have a lot of runoff from that property, rocks and dirt and all that. I'd like to see some concern, or I'd like to see the height of his structures addressed. Right now, I mean, you hear everybody say, not my backyard, I'm not one of those guys, but I don't want to see a tent right on the other side of the fence. I'm glad to see he's going to hook up the city sewer because I have heard nightmares and horror stories about the water in the sewer or the lack thereof coming from that property over the last few decades. I'd like to see, I'm just curious about what type of convenience store he's putting in. Can't say a lot. There's one right down the street, just a little farther on 165 in front of Fall Creek. But that is a little concerning to me because of lighting and things like that. As far as the nightly rental, we really don't have an issue with that. We've got nightly rental condos right on our street. So glad to see it's going to be cleaned up, but those are the concerns we have, would be any kind of night lighting, any kind of stormwater issues, and any kind of height restrictions on his